glad that I'm 100% sure that my name's been written there. Well, I wonder if anybody's got a word on your heart. I appreciate the service this morning, but this is another service, another time. And anybody got a word on your heart tonight? Brother Hollifield, why don't you just give us a little, just come right up here and give us just a little bit of a recap on what you've been doing. One of our missionaries just dropped by to be with us tonight in the service. Just give us a little update on what's going on in your ministry.
Amen. It's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Amen. Good to see all of you. And hey, it's been tough. Amen. We all know that. We could go into detail about the COVID stuff, but we're not going to do that. Amen. But we have been going to one school in person. We did last year. And praise God, we're going to be back in that school this coming year. Amen. Teaching the character under construction lessons. Maybe you don't remember. But the lessons are straight out of the Word of God. Amen.
Yeah.
That's where good godly character comes from. And we want to share that with them. We want to share it with them every time we can. Some of the schools are not letting us back in yet because of COVID. They won't let any volunteers, any visitors come in past the office. And we understand that completely. But praise God, there's some more avenues that we can get in than just going in person. Amen. What I mean by that is we've got the computer stuff that we need to produce videos. I stand in front of the camera at home. And break the camera every time, you know. But my wife says I do anyway. But I'm just kidding. But we teach the lessons, and what I do is I put them in with a PowerPoint. I'll put them in together, and then we send those through emails to the teachers, and they can show them, at a time convenient to them. And all I can do is send them in, folks. Now, I know some schools have been doing them. Some schools have, I don't think they have, because we've not had any feedback or anything. But please pray about that. Please pray about that. Also, right quick, we're helping some of the prison missionaries, the ones with the Rock of Ages. We're all on a great big team. Amen. We're all there for the glory of God. Amen. And we found out that they're going to give a tablet to a lot of the prisoners, a lot of the inmates in South Carolina, Alabama, different states. And I believe it might even be coming here. But the chaplains have a app on their tablet. Okay, just like your phones. Well, what they can do is they can put preaching messages on those apps. Amen. I say praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. But they're going to also put the character lessons on those, on the apps. They're going to be able to get them there. And you say, well, that's great, but how many are you talking about? In South Carolina alone, we've heard 15,000 already. Mm-hmm. In Alabama, 20,000. Amen. And in North Carolina, it could be more than that. I don't know. But please pray about that. We was at the home office this past week doing a lot of recording, getting the messages ready, and that's just in the planning stages, trying to get everything going. So please, please pray about that. We're just trying to find avenues. Since we're not able to go in person, we don't want to sit still. Amen. We want to get up and go on for the glory of God. But we want to sow that seed. And I'm reminded of the verse that Paul said, I've planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Folks, it's all about Him. It's all about serving the Lord. And please, please, just keep on praying for us. I do have a very special request. We're in October. Actually, 2 years ago, this past June, I went to Kenya over in Africa. And the Lord laid it on my heart to go again this year. They're going back to the same area. And we're going to go into Kenya and Uganda this coming October. We'll be over there for 2 weeks. And the ministry still here is still going. Amen. I'm not letting that go. But the Lord did lay it on my heart to go over there this year. And last year, the last time we had 747 get saved by the grace of God. And I praise God for that, folks. But I do want you to pray about that. Please, please pray for us there and pray that God will meet that need. But also, there's a guy over there named Robert. And let me say this. I'm going to turn back over to you, Pastor. But there's a guy named Robert that we met over there. And what we done while we were there in 2019, we introduced our school ministry to him and to a lot of the pastors there in that area. And, folks, I could stand up here for hours telling you the numbers. They report back to us every week, every month, something like that. And the numbers that they're seeing, the students, they're going to see, even amid the COVID deal, even that, they're still seeing thousands upon thousands of students. And I'm talking hundreds and thousands are getting saved by the grace of God. And folks, y'all have a part in that.
Yeah.
Amen? Y'all have a part in that. We have a part in that.
Right.
And, hey, it's all for the glory of God. But here's what I want you to pray for him for. Just here in the next little while, he's actually teaching these lessons on the radio station. They come to him, and he said, well, I can't go nowhere. They said, well, come teach them on the radio station. Amen. 98% of Kenyan people listen to the radio instead of watching TV. Amen. So I praise God for that right there.
Yeah.
Amen. Here's kind of give you the perspective of it. Just three counties. Now this is what he sent back to us. Three counties. Over 2 million people in three counties alone. That's how many he's going to be reaching. 1 hour a week, and then it's going to increase. If he can raise enough money, it's going to increase to 2 hours a week every week of the month. Amen? That's unreal, ain't it? It really is. But folks, I wanted to share that with you. I felt like God has to. And we're going to go back over, like I said, in October and, try to be an encouragement to him. He sure has been an encouragement to us. Amen? But keep praying for us here in the schools here. And as soon as they let the restrictions up, folks, I'll be back in wide open. If they let the restrictions back up, we'll be back in every day of the week. So just please, please pray for that. This coming Tuesday, I will be in South Carolina teaching at an alternative school. So we give God the glory there. But, folks, I do want to say thank you for all that you've done for us, your prayers mainly. Most of all, thank you for your support also. We greatly appreciate it, and it don't go unnoticed, folks. I really appreciate y'all. Really do love you.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Well, we're going to pray for him.
Amen.
Amen. Let's open our Bible to the 135th Psalm. While you're turning there, I'll make a couple of announcements, remind you that podcasts, a new one, Lord willing, Brother Kenneth Forbes, that we shot several weeks ago, will air tomorrow evening at 5. And I'm telling you, it's phenomenal. I sat down and went to interviewing Brother Kenneth, and the whole time we just sat there and went, I mean, just wisdom rolling out of his mouth. And you pray for us Tuesday. We're starting at 9 a.m., and we're shooting podcasts all day. I got Brother Eddie Davis is going to be here, Brother Davey Shelton, Brother Jimbo Seaton, Brother Keith Allison, Brother Tom Hatley. So it's going to be a great day, great day. So you pray for us that go good. And then we'll start Bible college. The new semester starts Tuesday night here at the church. And this semester we have lined up church history. I'll be teaching church history. And then Brother Todd is teaching creation science. Can you imagine? I'm excited about see what that's about. And then Brother Poole is teaching how we got our Bible. And so we're excited about those classes, and you come and be a part of that. I know that'd be a blessing to you. All right, let's read beginning in verse number 15 of the 135th Psalm. These are the verses that we've been reading now for a few services as we're just preaching on a God that can feel. We've seen God sees. We've seen God hears. But tonight, I want to just go on record and say, thank God, I'm glad He speaks.
Amen.
Let's read our text verse. Verse number 15. The Bible says there, the idols of the heathen are silver and gold, and the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. Let's pray together. Father, I ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, that you'd meet with us this evening. Lord, we praise your name for meeting in our midst this morning. But God, you're still God. You're still on the throne this evening. And God, as it's come preaching time now, I pray, Lord, that you'd speak to our hearts. God, we need to hear from heaven. We need the touch of the Holy Spirit. And I pray, God, that you'd pass by here for a few moments, Lord, today. We'll thank you and praise you for all that's accomplished. In Jesus' name we make our prayer. Through His blood we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to be in a whole lot in Hebrews 1 tonight. But I want to preach to you a little bit on a God who speaks. The fact is, the sad fact is that very few Christians in 2021 can discern the voice of God. Isn't that a shame? Isn't it a shame that we have a God that speaks, and yet most church folk are confused as to what He is saying? They confuse emotions with the voice of God. They think that it's a warm, fuzzy feeling, that it's chill bumps, that it's made to feel a certain way. But I'm going to say that while God speaking can make you emotional, that your emotions are not the voice of God. But that's what most people feel like. They say, well, I felt like this, or I felt like God was telling me to do this. And really, when you pin them down, they have no scripture for it. They've got no real basis for it. All they've got is some sort of an emotional feeling about what they think God wants them to do. But I'm going to tell you, your emotion is not God. How can we discern the voice of God? Wouldn't you agree with me? We've heard enough from politicians. We've heard enough from Hollywood. We've heard enough from the mainstream, from the sports figures, all of that. We need to hear from God. America needs God's voice. And we as Christians need to hear from heaven. But if we're going to hear from heaven, we need to know how to discern the voice of God. How is it that God speaks? What is it that God's a saying? Boy, these are important questions. How do I know when God is speaking to me? How do I know it's God? Well, I believe there's some scriptural basis tonight that we can look at and the Lord can help us with as we preach a little while on a God who speaks. I want you to notice Hebrews chapter number 1 tonight. Hebrews chapter number 1 and in verse number 1. The Bible said there, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. And so we see that the writer here of the book of Hebrews, Paul, I believe, lays out how God spoke in the past. Let me say this to you tonight. Before there was anybody to hear, God was speaking. Over in Genesis 1:3, God said, "Let there be light." There wasn't even anybody to hear it, but God was already speaking. Can I say to you tonight that the voice of God is powerful? It was by the voice of God that the worlds were formed. And I know I've heard that great preacher as he talks about God walking through the universe and striking the anvil of His will with the hammer of His sovereignty and creating the stars. All of that's great preaching. But I'm going to tell you, God didn't need no anvil. He didn't need no hammer. He just said, "Let it be," and it was. That is the power of the voice of God Almighty. Hey, and when God